Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, bringing you the voice of the papacy. The content of this program is for all the servants of God. It is for all the Gentiles. As concerns the Authorized Version Bible, AVB, what has the papacy said? What did they say it to, or who did they say it to? What have they said about God? What have they said to God? What have they said about the Gentiles? What have they said to the Gentiles? What is their word about the sitting Pope? What is their word to the sitting Pope? This program gives the answers. This is Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast, bringing you the voice of the papacy. In this episode, August 22nd, 2010, God will present as a feature presentation a papal thematic enumeration. Question of interest, John 16:31. Do ye God now believe? My answer to the papacy is, I do believe the things which I have examined and concluded from the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James. It is also called the AVB. I believe all things. That is my answer to the papacy. I believe also that which the papacy, by means of the crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible, has said to me. Two. Question, answer, and comment, John 8:25, John 8:18, and Job 32:11. The papacy has asked me in the crucial content of the Authorized Version Bible, who art thou, God? My answer, I am one that bear witness of myself. The papacy has a comment concerning God's answer. The comment says, ye, God, searched out what to say. And that is a statement which has come to pass. So the statement in Job 32, verse 11, saying, ye searched out what to say, God has brought that statement to pass. It is true. I searched the scriptures and found an answer to the question, who art thou? The answer that I gave a few moments ago. I am one that bear witness of myself. Three. Next is a question to God, an answer, and a Bible commandment to all Gentiles. Ecclesiastes 8:4. What doest thou, God? Answer, John 14:10. He doeth the works. The papacy has answered in my behalf in John 14:10, saying about God, he doeth the works. Now, what is this, the works? What are the works? God doeth all things. He does the works concerning all things. He doeth the works, all things. The commandment, John 10:38, believe the works. That is the commandment to all Gentiles. Believe the works of God. Believe the works coming from God. And I have enumerated those works on a previous episode on this program. Believe the works that have come from God. And I do believe I will enumerate those works on this program. Question and answer, John 18:35 and Acts 20:35. What hast thou, God, done? My answer, I have showed you all things. That's another answer that comes from the AZB. That answer is found in Acts 20:35. I sought out what to say in answer to the question the Vatican has asked me. What hast thou done? I have showed you on this program, the many episodes of this program, I have showed you all things. Statement of concern. 1. John 9:21. He, God, shall speak for himself. God shall speak for himself. I shall speak for myself. 2. John 12:36, commandment to all Gentiles, and Proverbs 6:23. Believe in the light. The glorious law of God is light. The glorious law of God and God's, the information that God has added to that glorious law, the information with regard to the name of God. Believe, the Gentiles are to believe in the light, and that light is the glorious law of God. And in that glorious law of God, God's name is stated. 3. Here is a commandment to God, followed by a question, then an answer. First, the commandment to God, Acts 21:13. Break mine heart. The word break here means to uncover, to make known. So the papacy is saying to God in that commandment, uncover my heart. And that I have been doing, well, I've been showing the results of my uncovering the heart of the papacy, which is the heart of the Authorized Version Bible, the heart of the AZB. I have uncovered the papacy's heart that is found in the AZB. And my works are the evidence of that uncovering. My works, my various works are the evidence of that uncovering. Okay? Question. Romans 11:4. What saith the answer of God? God's answer, Ezekiel 39:8. It is done. I have uncovered the papacy's heart. So that is a statement, those of you keeping note on things that have come to pass, questions answered, etc. That is another one you can add to your list. It is done. What is done? God has uncovered the papacy's heart in the Authorized Version Bible. That is to say, God has found out the crucial content, the secret, hidden content of the Authorized Version Bible, the AZB. Okay? Now, this other statement that has come to pass, you can add that to your notes, is Job 32:11, where it says, ye searched out what to say. God has searched out the content of the AZB in order to find out what to say in answer to the papacy. Okay, it is done. God has uncovered the papacy's heart. Now I will get to the papal thematic enumeration. And I'm pulling it up now. The papal thematic enumeration. I will first read the content. And that content is found in Matthew chapter, let's see here, and I'm turning to it. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. Hear this. Investigation has shown that which at first might seem, or rather that which at first sight seems to be a prayer, and in some way might even sound like a prayer, is not a prayer at all. I speak with regard to Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. I will read it. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That which I just read is not a prayer. Now, if it is not a prayer, then what is it? That set in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, is a statement of themes. It is a papal thematic enumeration. In the papal thematic enumeration, the papacy cites some themes, some Bible themes. And if you will look closely at that citation, you will see that no substance is given. You have statements, but you don't have, the statements are not backed with a substantial content or details. They are just statements. They are thematic things. For instance, it starts out, Our Father. God in the Bible, God in the AVB, is called Our Father. We know that the Pope is also called Father. Now, in the AVB, the Pope is called Father, and so is God. God is called Father. Now, the next statement says, which art in heaven. And that is a repetition or a repeat of this statement in Ecclesiastes. Okay, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. And I'll just read that which is relevant in verse 2. For God is in heaven. So the thing says, Our Father, which art in heaven. The statement in Matthew 6 is consistent with the statement in Ecclesiastes 5. God is in heaven. So we have Our Father God, which art in heaven. Okay? And that is a theme that runs throughout Bible content, that God is in heaven. But let me read the next statement in that Ecclesiastes 5:2 verse. It says, "For God is in heaven, and thou upon earth." God is in heaven. I am on the earth. Okay? In the AZB, it is it has been presented to you that the papacy calls me God. Okay? God is in heaven. I am on earth. What is that? The earth is in the heavens. As I've said on this program before, we are all in heaven. We were taught in school that the earth is a heavenly body, just as the sun, the other planets, and everything else. The sun is a heavenly thing. The earth is a heavenly thing. Those who dwell on earth are heavenly things. Everything there is in heaven is a heavenly thing. The internet is a heavenly thing. Wow. Why? Because it is on the earth, and the earth is in the heavens. Okay? All things terrestrial are celestial. All things earthly are heavenly. Okay? So, we have the theme of God, the Father, God, being in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That is also a theme that runs throughout Bible content. God's name is to be holy. God's name is made holy. The Lord all caps said to God, "I am the Lord," all caps, "which sanctifies you." Okay? The word sanctify in that sense means to make holy. I am the Lord God, or I am the Lord which sanctifies you, or makes you holy. That's a theme that runs throughout Bible content. So we have our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And just a cursory reading of Bible content, you will see the kingdom of God spoken of. You will see the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God spoken of throughout Bible content. There is another theme, the theme of the kingdom of God, thy kingdom come. And if you notice, there are no details given concerning the kingdom. It's just a statement saying, thy kingdom come. So what is that? That is the enumeration of a theme. Just as our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, is an enumeration of a theme. Okay? Something that is repeated throughout Bible content. All right? We move on. Okay, but let's get this. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, or upon earth. Thy will be done. Throughout Bible content, the papacy says to God, and that his will be done, is to be done, and it says about God that his will is to be done. By who? By the Gentiles. The Gentiles are to do the will of God. Okay? The Gentiles are the said servants of God. Thy will be done is an enumeration of the thing of the Gentiles' promise to carry out and perform the will of God. Okay? Enumeration of things. Okay? There is no substance given backing the statement of the thing that will be done. There is no substance given along with it. Just a statement on the thing of God's will, the thing concerning God's will. No substance supporting it in this passage here. Okay, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in or upon earth as it is in heaven. And we have earth and heaven spoken of. The earth as it is, the earth is in heaven. Okay? And we have a proposition in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, which says, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. All right? Now, once we know who God is, it can be determined logically whether or not God created heaven and earth. Okay? But the point here is heaven and earth being repeated throughout Bible content, you know, in the same citation, heaven and earth, thy will be done in earth, in heaven. Well, let me read it here. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in or upon earth as it is in heaven. The earth is in heaven. Okay, as I've said, we are all in heaven. But now it comes, here comes a statement which says, give us this day our daily bread. Okay? Is God to provide food, nutritional food, to the Gentiles? No, he's not. But that's there. Give us this day our daily bread. Make it sound more prayerish, you know, more prayerish. You're asking for something. The other statements are just declarations, you know, just declarations. But here you have this this request for something. Give us this day our daily bread. Okay? And the next statement, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. What does that mean? Forgive us our debts. Now, first we have to know what the debts are. And here you have the papacy. The papacy speaking in behalf of all Gentiles, and they are saying, forgive us our debts. A debt is something owed. Do the Gentiles owe God anything? And, of course, the answer to that is yes. The Gentiles have called God. They have called God to come. They have called God to come and reign over them. They have called God to come and make himself known to them. Okay? What do the Gentiles owe God? They owe God respect. They owe God obedience. They owe God, according to their own word, fear. They owe God reverence. They owe God worship. Okay? Those are just some of the things the Gentiles owe God. Including the papacy, some of the things they owe God. Here they are saying, forgive us our debts. Their debts will not be forgiven. You know, as if to say, they don't perform them and God forgives them or God cancel their debts. God is not going to cancel the Gentiles' debts that they owe to him. The Bible says, give that which is owed to that which is owed to someone, give it to them. You know, do that which is owed. Keep your, the Bible says, fulfill your tasks. In other words, do the work that you're supposed to do. All right? The Gentiles cannot escape that. The papacy, the Pope, the sitting Pope cannot escape that. They must do according to their own law, which they put in the Bible, that which they must do that which they have put there. Okay? Those things cannot be canceled. The Bible also says, the Bible being a law book, it also says that, I lost my thought there. Okay, but I'll continue with this feature presentation here on Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. So we have, forgive us our debts, their debts will not be forgiven, and the statement there, as we forgive our debtors. Okay? And the debt, that which they owe God, their indebtedness, let me put it like that, the Gentiles' indebtedness is a theme that runs throughout Bible content. Back to the themes. We had an interruption of the enumeration of themes in the verse in verse 11, which says, give us this day our daily bread. That's an interruption, you know. But we back to the stating of the themes in verse 12, forgive us our debts, the theme of the Gentiles' indebtedness to God. All right? Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I'll go on to the next statement. For thine is the kingdom. Like a summation here, thine is the kingdom. The theme of the kingdom and the power, the theme of the power of God runs throughout Bible content. The theme of the kingdom of God, the theme of the power of God, and the theme of the glory of God. Those things run throughout Bible content. Those are themes in the AVB. Forever. Amen. Now, some may say it sounds like a prayer. It may have the appearance and form of a prayer, but it is not a prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, in that citation, there is a papal thematic enumeration, an enumeration of Bible themes. That's what we have, and that's what I see in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13, an enumeration of themes, Bible themes. Okay, so that's the feature presentation. Now we will move on to the topic of this episode, the topic, which is let's see here. God speaks on the law and all things. I will now speak on the law and all things. All right. Okay, the question found in John 18:35, to God, what hast thou done? And the answer I said at the beginning of the program, taken from Acts 20, verse 35, I have showed you all things, and I have showed you the Gentiles, including those of the papal office, I have showed you all things. Okay, now Ephesians 4, verse 10 is a command concerning all things. The command says, fill all things. Then in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, we read this commandment, reconcile all things. And I'll speak on those two statements later. Next, we have Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. It says something about God and all things. He, God, is before all things, and by him, God, all things consist. God outranks all things. God surpasses all things. God is superior to all things. And by God, all things consist. Colossians 1, verse 16 says, For by him, God, were all things created. Okay, that's a conclusion. All right. Six, John chapter 1, verse 3. All things were made by him, God. These are things concerning all things. And a little bit later, I will enumerate all things. Okay? I will state all things. The Bible says, by God, all things consist. All right? All things were made by him. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 says about the Gentiles that they are to trust in the living God who giveth them all things. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17, the Gentiles are to trust in the living God. And the key word there is living. The living God, why God is alive. The Gentiles are to trust in the living God who gives them all things. We have a question. Job 28, verse 12. Where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? That's Job 28, verse 12. The answer is found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord, and this is not the Lord all caps, but this is the Lord God, the one the Bible calls God, the one the papacy in the AVB calls God. The answer, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. The Lord, the papacy and the Gentiles are waiting or have waited on the Lord, or God, that is, God, who they also call Father in the AVB. They have waited on the Lord God to give them understanding in or concerning all things. And that is what I have been doing on this broadcast, on this program, the Law of God. Law Masters, Law of God. I have been giving understanding of all things. Okay, we move on. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 14. In the AVB, the papacy has said to me, all things come of thee. All things come of or from thee. So you see this theme in the Bible with regard to all things. We spoke about the things in Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Now here I'm speaking on the thing called all things. Okay? All things come from thee. The papacy has said to God in Revelation 4, verse 11. So as we look at these things, we see that the papacy speaks in the Authorized Version Bible about God, and the papacy speaks to God, okay? And now here in Revelation 4, verse 11, the papacy continues to speak to God using the crucial content of the AVB. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things. And for thy pleasure, they, all things, exist and were created. All of these statements concerning all things and God, the God that the papacy in the Bible calls God. Okay? All right. They are and were created. the next statement, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 12. All things are lawful. Okay, this is a statement concerning all things. All things are lawful. The word lawful here means legal. Legal means authorized and created by law. With regard to this statement, legal means authorized and created by law. All things are lawful, all things are legal, all things are authorized by the law, all things are created by the law, or they are created in accordance with the law. And what is that law? What is that law? That law is the law of all things. It is the law that I have read on this, on an episode of this program when I brought forth the papacy's secret writ concerning all things. The papacy's secret writ concerning all things. Okay? That is the law. That law gave God the power to create or make all things. Okay? All things are lawful, all things are legal, all things are authorized by the law of the writ concerning all things. That is the law. Now, parts of that law I will read here. Ephesians 4, verse 10 says, fill all things, and that is a commandment to God. Fill all things. The word fill means to supply the things needed or called for in an order or in a prescription or by a law, to supply the things needed or called for. Fill also means to satisfy a need, a requirement, a law, etc. All right? Fill all things, provide or supply all things. That's a responsibility of God. And that is a responsibility I have carried out. Okay, next we have Colossians 1, verse 20. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. And I am reading part of the law concerning all things. Reconcile all things. That's Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. Reconcile all things. Reconcile means to make ideals, texts, etc. consistent. It means, reconcile means to bring into harmony. Okay? And then we have Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 13. Seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done. Seek and search out all things. Okay, so we have these statements. We have feel all things. We have reconcile all things. We have seek out and search. Seek and search out all things. Okay. And then we have the statement in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5. See that thou make all things according to the pattern. Okay, meaning that, let's see, like the statement we have in Titus chapter 1, verse 15, it says, all things are pure, pure. All things are unmixed. All things are clear. All things are unobstructed. Okay? Now, I think all things in the AVB are clear. Okay? Because it, when it speaks about all things, it says them, the statements that mention all things, that is, they are clear because they say all things, you know, whatever comes next after that, or all things is in the statement, and it's a clear statement. Okay? So the things there are things concerning all things in the Authorized Version Bible which are clear. The statement, let me turn to that Titus 1. Let's see, was it Titus 1? Yes, Titus 1, verse 15. And see what it looks like. Titus 1, verse 15. Okay. It starts out saying, unto the pure, all things are pure. All right? The statement concerning all things simply says, all things are pure. All right? There is another statement in the AVB which says, do all things decently and in order. Instructions. All things are pure. Do all things decently and in order. It has to do with the arrangement or the arranging of all things. Putting all things in order. All right? Okay. So, in these statements I have given, we have the law concerning all things, okay? And, of course, there are other parts of that law. But we can see this law right here in the things that I have read, such as, okay, fill all things, the law concerning all things, fill all things, reconcile all things, seek and search out all things, make all things according to the pattern, according to the statement, such as all things are pure, do all things decently and in order, etc. Okay? We have a law concerning all things. And, of course, I read most, if not all, of that law just a little while ago on a preceding program when I read the law of the papacy's secret writ on all things. Okay? So, the question is, well, let me finish this, please. We have a conclusion. All things are indeed pure. That's Romans 14:20 and Proverbs 8, verse 9. Romans 14:20 and Proverbs 8, verse 9. All things are indeed pure. They are all plain and right. They are all plain and right. Okay? And the this is what I'm reading, Romans 14:20 and Proverbs 8 verse 9, and 2 Corinthians 5:18. This is a conclusion. This is the Vatican's conclusion regarding all things. This is the Vatican's opinion regarding all things. All things are indeed pure. They are all plain and right. All things are of God. All things are coming from God. Okay? And in the law of God, when we look at the law of God, which I've been talking on for some weeks now, for some episodes now, they are the things concerning God. Now that's the law. The things in the law are things concerning God. The works of God are the things making up all things, are the things constituting all things. The works coming from God are the things constituting the works of God. Okay? Or God's works are the things constituting all things. God's works are the things constituting or making up all things. Okay, so there I have given a conclusion, an opinion, coming from the papacy, and those passages are Romans 14, verse 20, Proverbs 8, verse 9, and 2 Corinthians 5, 18. There's also a statement from the Vatican in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 128. And the statement in regard to all things says, the papacy says here, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. That is the word from the papacy to God. Psalm 119, verse 128. I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. So let me read these statements together. I've already given the citations. All things are indeed pure. They are all plain and right. All things are of God. All things are right. All things are right. The papacy said, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right. Okay. Now, what has come to pass? Okay, we have Acts 10:8 has come to pass. I have declared all these things. Okay, let me turn to Acts 10:28. Acts 10:28 says, okay, let's see. No, that's not it. Let's see, where am I? Acts 10:8, okay. Acts 10:8 says, he declared all these things to them. Mark that in your notes as having come to pass. The statement in Acts 10:8, which simply said, he had declared all these things to them. Now, what things have I declared to the Gentiles? I will read them off. Okay, these are the things I have declared to the Gentiles. These are all things. Okay? Acts, in regard to Acts 8:10, I have declared all these things to the Gentiles. I have declared the papacy's infamous law of the curse against Africans. Okay? I have declared the papacy's iniquitous law of Passover, the law of silence and deceit. I have declared the papacy's solemn promises concerning God. I have declared the papacy's high expectations concerning God. I have declared the papacy's infallible, undeniable signs of the presence of God on earth where no man is. I have declared the papacy's laborious writ on all things, and in that writ or that law, we have the law of all things. The paper says laborious writ on all things. Okay. I have also declared the paper says noteworthy tribute to God, the gift of God. I have also declared the paper says glorious law of God. I have declared the paper says multifarious law of God. I have declared God's Freedom of Information Act. It is also called God's FOIA. Or God's Freedom of Information Act. I have declared God's ban on teaching Jesus, worshiping Jesus. I have declared God's annulment of the papacy's iniquitous Passover law. I have declared the papacy's deliberate call of God. I have declared God's record of the papacy's secret blasphemy and treachery against God. I have declared the testimony coming from God. I have declared the judgments coming from the Lord, or I have declared judgments coming from the Lord, all caps. Those things I have declared to the Gentiles. All right? So, the statement found in Acts 10:8, he had declared all these things to them. In parentheses, I put the Gentiles. Mark that in your notes as having taken place. Mark that in your notes as having come to pass. And I just read off the things that I have declared to the Gentiles. Okay. All right. Also, here's another thing that has come to pass. Is that thing stated in Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 9. Jeremiah 11, verse 9. Okay. And the statement which has come to pass is, a conspiracy is foul. If I haven't given you that one, I'm giving it to you now. Jeremiah 11, verse 9, a conspiracy is found. That statement has come to pass. Those words have come to pass. God has discovered and made known the papacy's secret scheme to assassinate God. A conspiracy to assassinate God. That has come to pass, which is found in Jeremiah 11, verse 9, a conspiracy is found. And the conspiracy has been found by God. Four words, a conspiracy is found. Okay? I have given information on all things. I have stated the papacy's conclusion concerning all things. I have said where all things come from. The papacy says all things come from God. I have enumerated all things that I have declared to the Gentiles. So, we have talked about the law concerning all things today, and of course, parts of that law. Fill all things, fill, provide, supply all things, seek and search out all things, do all things decently and in order. Of course, I didn't give a reference for that statement, but you can find it yourself. So, also, I gave the papacy's conclusion concerning all things. All right. Also, I spoke on the papacy's thematic enumeration. All right. And that was with regard to Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And passage. Is the intent of that passage or purpose for that passage is simply to a stating or a listing of papal, not papal, but a listing of things having to do with God in the AVV. A listing of things having to do with God in the AVV. That is what Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13 is all about. Okay. So, let's see how much time we have left. time has gone pretty good. This hour has almost slipped by. Let's see here. Pull up my switchboard. And we had some questions and we had some answers. And even in the question and answering session, we had a comment or two. I remind all to work the links, check out the links, click on the two links that we have on the on Lawmasters page, the YouTube link and the PayPal link. Do work those two things. And I hope to be back next week at 10 or 11 o'clock. Okay. The guest call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. That is 1-718-664-6262. Okay, I guess I'm back on. I had lost connection there momentarily, but I'm back on. And okay. Again, that guest call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. Let's see. All right. We have one caller. Let me see if I can unmute him. Call on air, area code 916. Okay, area code 916.
Lawmaster, give me one moment, please, sir.
All right. Okay. All right, 7 seconds and counting, remaining for the screaming. Join Lawmaster again next week for another broadcast of The Law of God, bringing you the voice of the papacy. Join us again next Sunday. Okay, hopefully that will be 10 o'clock, if not 11 o'clock, if not 11:30, but somewhere around that time, since that will be the... fifth Sunday, I believe. I'm not certain, but anyway, join us next week, okay? Yes. Well, the screaming is over. I'm on the phone. Okay, and waiting on... the brother to get back. Okay. I did cover everything that I wanted to cover on this program, so I'm pleased with that. So the substance of the program is finished. And I'm waiting on the brother to see what he has to say. Again, the guest call-in number is 1-718-664-6262. Call is on the air. We're still waiting. And let me look at my calendar while we're waiting. Yes, we do have one more Sunday, and that'll be the 1, 2, 3, 4. That'll be the fifth Sunday, next Sunday, August 29th. And the fourth and fifth Sundays, usually I don't know beforehand. In other words, like right now, I know shortly, you know. But right now I don't know whether we'll come on at 10 or 11 or thereabouts. But pull up Lawmaster's program and check starting around about Tuesday or Wednesday. It should be up the time of the program. Next Sunday.
But, greetings. Can I be heard?
Yes, yes. You're on air.
Oh, wonderful. Lawmaster, this is Brother Nero out of California. I thought it was an excellent broadcast. And thought it was an excellent broadcast and learned a lot.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you.
Yeah. Your interpretation of Bible content I have found to be the most accurate interpretation of Bible content and has, you know, totally redefined how I see things. And I just want to thank you for all your efforts and all your hard work. And encourage those people who are listening to please order the document. You know that you will not be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly appreciate those words, Brother Nero. Very good, encouraging words, and it's good to know that the program, you know, came out good, and that you were able to get something from the program, and that you follow the program. Good to know that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I keep all of your programs downloaded into my cell phone so that I can listen to them on demand, so to speak, as well as, be able to play it for someone else if need be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very good. And I'm thankful again for, all that you do.
Oh, you're quite welcome, sir. Yeah, I just wish I was in a position to do more.
You're doing great, doing great. And
so that was all I had.
Okay, I won't hold you then. Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks very much, and I'll be talking to you.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Take care.
You too. Let's see if there's anyone else online. It appears that was the only one that we had online here, on air, or that had called in, rather. I don't see anyone else calling in. So with that, we'll call it a day. We'll call it a program. We'll call it a day. A day. Okay? And until next week, this is Lawmaster saying tune in to the program next Sunday. Check Lawmaster's front page for the exact time of the program next Sunday, August 29th. this month is fastly going out. Okay? So until next week, see you.